Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Last week, the U.S. Department of Energy and IBM unveiled the world's most powerful computer, which is to bring back the title of the world's largest computer to America, a mantle that China is currently wearing in its quest for global dominance of computer technology. The summit, funded by the U.S. government, cost $200 million and could be more than twice as powerful as the world's largest computer, the Tihu Lite. The summit is also capable of doubling the petaflops of Tihu Lite, which can reach up to 93 petaflops, allowing researchers to perform the world's first exascale scientific calculations. Scientists hope the vast datasets they analyze will address everything from predicting extreme weather events to unlocking the secrets of supernovae to the genes that make humans vulnerable to opioid addiction. Roughly speaking, if all the people on Earth were to do a calculation every second, humanity would need 305 days to do what the summit can do in a second. The summit's computing power and resources will be allocated on the basis of scientific achievements, making it one of the most efficient supercomputers in the world. Number 1, the recently presented Summit supercomputer was the first of its kind to be presented at the University of California, Berkeley. It is home to the world's fastest supercomputer with a total capacity of more than 2,000 teraflops. This designation recognizes the system built by IBM as the most efficient supercomputer in the world, capable of solving the most complex and complex problems in computer science and technology. This would be the first time that a new type of computer known as a quantum computer could perform very difficult calculations at a speed of more than 1,000 teraflops per second. A team from IBM has published its own paper claiming that they can reproduce Google's results on existing supercomputers, but at a much faster rate than Google. Despite the possible sound, even passing the milestone of quantum superiority would not mean that quantum computers would gain the upper hand. The challenge to supremacy this summer was based on a problem posed by Summit, Google's quantum computer, to prove that a set of numbers was really random. Google and IBM may have made good history, but they are not alone in having their own problems. It is an axiom Gordon Moore developed 24 years ago that a computer's computing power would double every 18 months or 2 years. It has been shown that 200 seconds is a rather esoteric test compared to 10,000 years ago. One of the laws that predict the growth of quantum computing power is the doubly exponential one, the law of zero-sum computing. Google's quantum computer was reportedly able to solve the problem of proving the validity of a number generated by a random number generator in 3 minutes and 20 seconds, which would take 10,000 years for the world's fastest traditional supercomputer. This practically means that no traditional computer can do the calculation, making Google the first to demonstrate quantum superiority. IBM has a similarly sized quantum computer, but Google claims to have the fastest and most powerful of its kind in the world. Google has more than twice as much computing power as IBM and more power than any other company. Unofficially, a new supercomputer unveiled at Oak Ridge National Lab is now the most powerful calculator on the planet. It is unabated and has more than twice the processing power of the world's fastest computer, the Intel Xeon Phi. America has not had the world's most powerful supercomputer since June 2013, when a Chinese machine won the title for the first time. Each part is designed to achieve the same performance as Intel's Xeon Phi, the fastest computer on the market today. After dominating the world's supercomputer rankings for decades, the United States is now home to 21 supercomputers that operate in the top 10% of the world's most powerful machines, easily overtaking China, India, Japan, South Korea, and others. The summit is expected to end when the annual ranking of supercomputer performance by an organization called Top 500 is updated later this month. According to a recent report by the National Center for Supercomputing Applications, nearly all of these projects have been completed or are nearing completion. When fully operational this summer, Summit will perform 200 million floating point operations per second or 200,000 trillion floating point calculations per day. In addition to a peak performance of over 200 petaflops, it will also provide Summit researchers with enormous data processing capabilities, made possible by equipping them with the world's most powerful supercomputers with a capacity of more than 1.5 billion operations per second. The Summit will also be used to help us understand the origins of the universe, understand our opioid crisis, and show how humans would be able to land on Mars. IBM's Watson Health Division is working directly with health organizations around the world to better understand the nature of COVID-19, Romiti said, and plans to use the Summit's computing power in this fight. Episode 3 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Teresa Barnes. Adios.